run the elephants two by two. Meek little pachyderms following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking.
I did.
You gave up drinking?
No, but I thought about it. Oh, y'all go away and leave me alone. Everybody's trying to get me to quit drinking. My wife says the only reason she didn't get me a birthday present is because she don't know how to gift wrap a saloon. And my doctor says if I don't quit drinking, it's going to kill me. But I know a whole lot more old drunks than I do old doctors. Even the Red Cross has been bugging me. They turned down my blood donation because they said they found an olive in it. Well, if they didn't put olives in them drinks, I'd starve to death. My wife says I'm spoiling my health drinking to everybody else's, but I'm not. I'm slipping vitamins in my gin so I can build myself up while I'm tearing myself down. And my mother-in-law, who is the head of the NGC, that's the Nag and Gripe Committee, she says I'm a hard drinker, but I'm not. Shoot, drinking's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. The only time I ever had a hard time drinking was last year on an ocean voyage. The sea got so rough one night they had to lash me to the bar.
Here come the elephants two by two. Pink little pachyderms following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking.
Well, I may have to give it up if I can't get a better job. Do you realize the cost of living is up 27 cents a fifth? Well, I ought to be able to do better in employment because I graduated from college magna cum laude. Speaking of being loaded, I've been here in this same bar drinking all day long. Hey, bartender.
Yep.
What time is it?
It's 1 minute after 12 midnight.
After midnight, eh? Well, bottoms up. First one today.
Here come the elephants two by two. Pink little pachyderms following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking. Here come the elephants two by two. Pink little pachyderms following you. It's about time
you have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out.
Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Think that you can take me on? Your mind is gonna phase me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
Alrighty, we made it. 19th of May, and it's a Tuesday. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. We've got, I don't even know why I need to say this over and over every day. We have such a tremendous amount of brand new stuff that there's no use going back even a couple of days and seeing some of the older stories, because they're just stuff that
outdoes some of this older stuff. But anyway, lots of fun looking up some of this stuff. And I can't, there's some things in here today that, well, like every day, that I don't know what keeps us together, what keeps society together. What keeps things from just going completely south here in just immediately. I don't get it. I don't understand why, when we look back at some of the things that happened prior to the to revolution. Somebody said on Facebook the other day that, you know, how much longer are we going to put up with this and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you look back at the first revolution, it took, what was it? It was nearly 100 years, wasn't it? 80 years or something like that. And they just finally got to a point where they'd had enough. But you know what? They got to a point where they'd had enough was probably 1% of what we're putting up with. And we ain't had enough yet. We're loving it. We invite it. You invite it. How do you invite it? Of course you invite it. You keep feeding the beast. You know, every April 15th, you keep on, you paying your taxes and being a good, you know, you can say, I will not comply all you want to, but there's some things we just keep complying with that are very important things. And we just keep doing it. So until we decide to not comply for real, then nothing's going to change. We may, you know, periodically, we may change a state law here and there. We may get a city council to back down off of something. We may get the dog catcher to quit harassing our dogs in a certain neighborhood or, you know, something like that. But before anything happens that really counts, we're going to have to put on our big boy panties and suck it up, Buttercup. It's going to have to be. There, Peanut Rider put 1607 to 1775, so I wasn't too far off. What, that's 60 some years there. So, this guy on Facebook the other day just going on and on about how we've keep putting up with this, and we had it pretty good. If you look back now, we look at the, some of the things that we should not have put up with, you know, way back. But life was pretty good. We were making money and pretty much free to do what we want. You know, up until not too long ago, we were able to buy, 20 millimeter anti-tank weapons from Montgomery Ward's and get them delivered through the mail and stuff like that. You know, it hasn't been that terribly long ago. So when you compare the length of time that people put up with things before the First Revolutionary War compared to now, we've still got a ways to go. But if you look at the things that happened in the same period of time, it was not possible for the same things to happen to them as is happening to us, because we have allowed rights taken away from us that weren't even dreamed of back in those days. You know, they didn't think, thank you for asking. It brings up a point here. And this blows me away. Absolutely astounds me. I don't get it. It's not only frustrating, infuriating, it is downright embarrassing. The terrorist of the world and anybody else in the damn world must look at us and say, what a bunch of wimps. What a bunch of belly crawling sissies we must be. They've got now in the new, hang on a minute. goodness, I must have swallowed a bug or something there. In the new 2015 Boy Scouts of America National Shooting Sports Manual, you'll find it says that water guns, this is a quote from page 99, that water guns and rubber band guns must only be used to shoot at targets and eye protection must be worn. Get the hell out of here. Get out of my computer, out of my life, out of my living room. Go away. Oh, by the way, if that's not bad enough, water balloons have a size limit. For water balloons, you have to use small, biodegradable balloons and fill them no larger than a ping pong ball. Excuse me, I think I'm going to go puke. Yeah, that's a little better. Hang on a minute. Wipe this off. And it's not because I swallowed a bug. It's because I'm getting to where... I'm lost. I just don't know. If something doesn't happen pretty soon, I'm going to be... at that point where I'm just about ashamed to even be an American. Sure, proud of my country, you bet, yeah. But I'm ashamed that we still prefer to sit around and gripe rather than do anything. So, we'll see. On page 61 of the Guide to Safe Scouting, pointing any type of firearm or simulated firearm at any individual is unauthorized. Scout units may plan or participate in, listen to this, may plan or participate in paintball, laser tag, or similar events where participants shoot at targets that are neither living nor human representations. So, capture the flag with paintball guns now. It's going to be a whole lot easier because you're going to be taking the flag away from a paper target. And it's going to look like like SpongeBob or something. Now, when somebody asked what the rule was, one of the scout folks said... explained it like this. He said, a scout is kind. What part of pointing a firearm, simulated or otherwise, at someone is kind? You know, I'm having a problem with this. Thunder 57, good to see you in here. I'm glad to see you happen in here a little more often. So you can't shoot water guns at each other. What is... Boy, am I glad that I went through scouts in the 60s. I can't even imagine. Somebody would have brought up this kind of rule and said, yeah, are you stupid? Here, guys, let's all line up here at the door and laugh this idiot outside. And then let's get our water guns and go out and have a squirt gun fight. You've got to be kidding me! Boy Scouts can't have it. Boy Scouts? Can't have a squirt gun fight? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, on international radio... such as it is, that me and my scouts will not comply. That is vastly over the top. That's Easy Mac 308. You know, I remember that name, doggone it, and I can't remember who it is. Somebody that hadn't been in here but once or twice. seems like, and I can't remember who that is. But firewalls in here. All right, good deal. So let's go back. There's some more things in this article. Excuse me. Me and Amy, I think what happened is we got to a point where we had to literally inhale our dinner, and it said we're having a hard time getting our throat right here. You wouldn't believe how fast we ate to try to get in here. We was only a minute or two late. But here's other unauthorized activities. Okay, you ready for this? This is unauthorized for the Boy Scouts. Flintlock rifles and flintlock shotguns. Now, what about, why is that? It doesn't say just regular muzzle loaders. It doesn't say cap locks or anything, just regular flintlocks and flintlock shotguns. Why is that? Reloading ammunition or using reloaded ammunition. Crossbows and the evil, ever so dangerous, bottle rockets. Exploding targets of any kind. Short-barreled rifles or short-barreled shotguns. Destructive devices or other regulated items such as grenades. Thou shalt not bring grenades to your scout campout. Okay? Got that? Firearms included in the National Firearms Act. I think a lot of that was covered in short-barreled firearms and short-barreled shotguns. Of course, there's many others. But cannons. Thou shalt not use cannons at your Boy Scout camp. Their use is limited to council camp ceremonies only and must follow the Boy Scouts guidelines for cannon use. Boomerangs. Really? Blowguns. Anvil shooting. Ninja weapons. Stars, spikes, torpedoes. Activities such as shovel throwing. Spears. Spear guns or potato guns. You know, of all the, every once in a while, I come upon a story that just leaves me virtually speechless. I just don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't even know how to address this. I have no idea. Unbelievable. B2 Basic, the boss told you to pack when you're at work. Fine. She likes the fact that I have one just in case. You know, it's funny you should mention that. My daughter, my oldest daughter called me or texted me yesterday. Said, Daddy, I have some questions about concealed carry. I said, well, good. What's going on? She said these new people that I work for had talked to me about their safety concerns and whatnot, and they asked about firearms, and they asked if I was comfortable with that, if we had a firearm in the house. And she said, well, then I told them who you were, and they said, oh, okay, well, you know, then we've got into maybe putting together a concealed weapons class over in New Mexico where she lives, and they are perfectly fine with her carrying a gun there. They do want her to get some training and stuff. I mean, she's done quite a bit of shooting in her life, but it's been a while. So that's a neat deal. Kind of reminded me of what B2 Basic said there. Peanut Rider, dirt clod fights. Are you out of your mind? What kind of, you must be a racist terrorist. A dirt clod fight in a Boy Scout camp? I can't believe you even brought that up in my chat room. Go to the corner right now. Jeez, unbelievable. Can't believe you'd even say that. What is the purpose now of even having Boy Scouts? I mean, it's getting to a point where every time, all the time that I was in Scouts, we went out and did manly things. You know, we shot lots of guns. We did stuff. We learned that. We actually did tomahawk and hatchet throwing competitions and stuff like that. And they're saying you can't do a boomerang? Please. Unbelievable. Well, and that's what I said, Pumpkin Cat. So what can Boy Scouts do that boys like? Bake cookies, I guess. Bake cookies for the Girl Scouts to sell, I guess. I don't know. I know they've pretty well ruled out everything else. I don't know, Doc. Spear chucking is out. Spears and spear guns are out of the question. Don't even bring it up. Jeez. Oh well. So anyway, now you see why I brought that story up though. After what we were starting with there. We are an embarrassment. We should be embarrassed. We are a laughingstock of the world, where we have we have little ragheads out there that are learning to shoot AK-47s at the age of 5 and learning to behead people about the same time. I'd say that those kind of activities should probably be restricted a little bit. But somewhere in between beheading people and throwing water balloons should be water balloons the size of a ping pong ball. A ping pong ball? It's an inch and a quarter in diameter, inch and an eighth in diameter, whatever it is. What are you going to do with a ping pong ball, a damn water balloon that holds a teaspoon full of water? Get the hell out of here. Shut up. Good Lord Almighty. Unbelievable. I can't even believe what I'm reading. You know, for 5 cents, I'd just turn this computer off and go to bed right now. It's too bad I don't drink anymore, because right now would be a damn fine time to get drunk. Well, the let's just chew on that a little bit and think about where you are at what point are you with your non-compliance? They say that we don't comply with state laws, but we're forced to comply with federal laws. You want to buy a new gun? You're going to comply with federal laws. You want to buy a used gun from a dealer? You're going to comply with federal laws. You don't have a choice. Your choice is to go somewhere else, and which a lot of us do. I'm not a problem with that. Buy used guns from, but the deal is here. That at some point we're going to run out of private guns to trade back and forth. So we're literally shooting ourselves in the foot by putting dealers out of business. If we got enough people to comply, or not comply, as it were, we would be hurting the manufacturers and the private gun market would dry up at some point. So, okay, the answer to that is what? Do we start making guns ourselves? Sure, we can. Absolutely. The Afghans made guns that terrorized the hell out of the Russians for 10 years in the back alleys of wherever. And we can make guns. But you still get into a number of issues when you do that, especially now if you make your own and you're comfortable with it, that's one thing. When you buy some that are homemade by other people with no regulation whatsoever, no standards to meet, no way to inspect, x-ray, know that these guns are safe and reliable. In a pinch, in an emergency, yes, I am damn glad that we know how to do that and have the capability and the materials are not terribly hard to appropriate there. But some people like to have nice-looking, safe, accurate, reliable, nice guns. And that's not going to happen so much when we start making them from scratch. Like, it's nice to know how to do that. When it comes to a point where we must, then heck yeah, I'm on board. All of us should be. Of course we should. Peanut Rider, the 80% receivers, you really think they're going to let that keep going? No, they're not. At some point, we've got the little plastic guns, the little, what do you call them now? The little 3D, not 3D. The printed, you know, what the heck the term for that? I forgot what they're using. But there's a lot of those out there now. But these are all things that are going to be brought to a screeching halt. And we will be bootlegging. We'll be doing it illegally. Okay, that's fine. I'm good with it. I'm just wondering at what point do we say not just no, but hell no. How about disciplined straw purchases and then passing them on? Well, that's another illegal option. But it's still there are still federal laws there and many state laws that you take the chance of. Now, see, the thing is here, we can do a 3D printed guns. There you go. We can do things for state, like the thing we did in Washington. Yeah, okay, we can do that. And the worst we stand, maybe we get thrown in a state prison for, you know, for 5 years or whatever. When you start doing some of this other stuff, you're looking at federal felonies. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, there are a damn few of us, however liberty-minded you claim to be, there are not many of us that are voluntarily willing to risk federal felonies to prove a point, to perform any degree, any level of civil disobedience if it's going to cost a felony. Taking a chance on spending 30 to 90 days, you know, 6 months or a year or something like that, 3 to 5, that's one thing. It's very different when you start looking at life, you know, or 20 to 50 years or something like that. So where are your options now? Changing a state law or a city law or something here and there. I'm glad that we do it, and I encourage everyone to continue to do it and not give up. But what's it going to accomplish in the long run? I guess time will tell. We'll see what happens. You know, after the break here, we're going to have a little discussion about these freaking tinfoil hat fantasies that
people have. Well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60, will they give me 60 and now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's you or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will they give me 30, make it 30, bid upon my $30, will they give me 30, who would bid a $30 bid? $30 bidder now, 35, will they give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. But his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, another $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid them all, $40, on will 40, who'll bid a $40 bid? Then the people came from miles around to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another bidder, dollar 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it all, $50, will they give me 50, hooter, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now 55, will they give me 55, I'll make it a 55, a better 55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in, what are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, bid it wrong, 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and I 85, and I 95, 100, and I 25, and I 50, 75, and I 2, and I 3, and I 4, and I 5, and I 6, and I 7, and I 8, and I 9, and I 10, and I
11. I just hate stupid people.
It cuts both ways.
I stab people.
I know I'd be there, oh, and there yet, if I hadn't used the knife.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
The cotton was done on the only part that wasn't blood. It was the soles of the big man's feet. And he was cut in about 100 places.
He's got a knife.
That's a knife.
That's a knife. Fast cut is the deepest. Baby, I know this fast cut is the deepest.
Oh, I have all my fingers. The knife goes chop, chop, chop. If I miss the spaces in between, my fingers will come off. And if I hit my fingers, blood will soon come out. But all the same, I play this game, cause that's what it's all about.
The lights and the viper.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs.
There the star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And
good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge. Welcome back to the shooting bench.
Well, you didn't get dressed up for nothing.
Okay, we're back. And got a few things. Oh, one thing I want to let somebody know before I put this on Gunbroker, I'm going to give a chance to, this is kind of a specialized deal, and a lot of people are not going to be interested in it, but I'm going to give my listeners a chance first here to think about it for a day or two before I put it on Gunbroker. I have a brand new in the box Target series, a T-Series Weaver scope. It's a straight 36 power. This is a strictly a Target proposition. It's not a, not, wouldn't be a great thing for hunting. It's a 36 by 40. It's got the fine crosshairs in it. This is for long range, shooting or, you know, longer than average anyway. And the gun lists for about $750. You can find them, on some of the cheaper places, you know, like, you know, Optics Planet and some of those places for, you know, $475 or something like that. And I'm going to sell it for $350. It's brand new. It's never been mounted. It's got the sunshade. It's got screw-in, threaded scope caps on both ends, regular aluminum threaded scope caps. And still got the box and everything. It's never been, it's brand spanking new. So if anybody is interested in that for $350, I'll ship it to you for free. And I'll give you a couple of days to think about it, and then I'm going to put it on Gunbroker, and I'll probably ask $450 for it on Gunbroker. If I, you know, $450 and free shipping is going to be better than most of the discount places out there, or maybe I'll just start the auction at $350 and go up from there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, T-Series Weaver 36 by 40 target scope, fine crosshairs, for my listeners only, $350 and free shipping. So. All right, now let's look at a couple. I was looking at some of the names in the chat room here, and I see that we have Talon made it in, Susie B made it, Texas Sheepdog, Thunder 57. Some of you guys that have been missing in action for a little while, ProSize is back with us again. Firewall, Easy Mac. I remember Easy Mac. I remember the. I remember you being in here before. It's been what, a couple of months now or more since you were in here. I remember now though. All right, let's. Hey, Tampico Scout, son, you're a genius. Heck yeah! Why didn't I think of that? I'll just hang on to it till come up to the expo. I'll still offer the deal to anybody here, but if I haven't sold it for $350 and free shipping, I will take it to the expo. That's a good idea. Heck yeah! I got a few things I might haul up there. Good idea. I knew I kept you around for a reason. I tell you what, that Tampico Scout's a hell of a man. I am very privileged to have been in his presence and to know him. He is truly a brother in arms. I love that man as much just like a brother. He's a good guy. Okay, there. Let's guys, since your take your tinfoil hat off, would you, and wad it up in a little ball and throw it away. Jeez, come on, guys. Some of this crap is killing me. It's killing me. This Jade Helm thing has gone absolutely freaking bananas. Come on. Another story. The stories are countless. They, at this point, they are infinite. We can't tell them fast enough to run out of them. Another one today, posted by a guy that is, of course, it's not his fault. I guess he just passed it on. He didn't write the story. But things like this shouldn't even be passed on. Brand new story, though. 16-year Marine recon scout sniper resigns and walks out after receiving Jade Helm orders. I bet he didn't. The story says here, online watchdog group Operation Jade Helm and Beyond received a message recently about a 16-year Marine Corps veteran who resigned his commission after being ordered to do only God knows what to the American people. The message that, okay, understand this. I'm going to read this to you. And then I'm going to go to the chat room, and I'm going to wait a couple of minutes and let you think about this. And I'm going to tell me why this is not true. This is supposedly firsthand information, an email directly from this guy's uncle, okay? This is sent anonymously from the Operation Jade Helm and Beyond inbox. Got a phone call from my nephew who has been in the Marine Corps for 16 years. He is a force recon scout sniper with 7 deployments under his belt. Really? He called and said he dropped all his poop on the feet of his CO and walked away, and he's headed home to Mississippi. Don't know any of the details. He just told me, Uncle, I ain't doing this crap to the American people. All right, now I'm going to go to the chat room. You chew on that for just a minute. And you let me know why this is not true. It shouldn't be too hard to figure out, really. So, let's see. Let me get down through here and check and see. Let me scroll down here. You've probably had just about enough time. Let's see. Yeah. You know, ProSize really, even though he didn't know, he was asking the question. But he really was the first one to get it right. Can you just resign from the Marine Corps? Can you just walk out? No! You can't just walk out. They'll hunt you down like a dog and put you in jail. How stupid was this story? And the tinker followed right up where a Marine with 16 years, I don't care how many years you got, a Marine with 1 year in, 50 years in, doesn't make any difference. You don't just walk out. You can't just quit. You just don't walk up there with all your TA-50 and throw it down at your CO's feet and walk away. No. Doesn't happen. But some people see that Jade Helm. Thunder 57, that's what you would think. He would just deserted. He's supposed to be on his way back to Missouri. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have made it off post. He wouldn't have made it out the door. That is the dumbest thing that I ever seen anybody put on there and that they expect people to actually believe. It's the true first-hand story. I got this right from the guy's uncle. Hell, I could write the story and tell him I was his uncle, and it doesn't make it true. If you're going to lie, you don't want to lay it on quite that thick. You know, I don't doubt that something's going on. I really don't. But you know what? I don't lay awake at nights worrying about it. I got enough stuff to lay awake at night worrying about it, believe me. But it has nothing to do with Jade Helm. There's, I do believe that something is going on with all my heart. But I don't have to make stuff up to make it sound good. It's going to be good. Oh, believe you me, it's going to be good. I don't have to make up a story. Okay, now let's take a deep breath, especially me. Hang on. All right, let's start over. I feel like there is excessive military equipment moving around the country, but I'm not sure of it. The only thing I'm sure of is that we're getting a whole lot more reports and a whole lot more videos, all because of Jade Helm. I'm not 100% convinced that there's much more traffic around than there was anywhere else just because we're seeing all the videos and stuff. There's lots more videos posted, but does that just mean that people are simply taking more videos? I got a deal today from a website that I go to, and the guy is saying, hey, there's a whole bunch of military, hundreds of military vehicles reported on a train track parked outside of Winslow, Arizona. So, you have any earthly idea how much military equipment goes down that railroad alongside I-40 every, probably 2, 3, 4 times a month. I wouldn't be a bit surprised what there is at least one a week. It's parked at Winslow? Okay, maybe so. Maybe it's changing tracks, waiting for another train to go by. Maybe it's broke down. Maybe it's waiting on another engine. I don't know, but they're not going to unload it at Winslow, I can tell you that. That railroad track runs by Fort Irwin, and I've told you guys, and you guys probably, if you've listened to my show for any period of time, you already know that they haul train loads of stuff in and out of Fort Irwin with monotonous regularity. They have entire units, battalions of stuff. They go in there for training. When they get done, they pack it up, move it out, get their stuff all fixed up, take a break, and the next ones come in. This has been going on ever since Fort Irwin was invented. It is the National Desert Training Warfare Center, something like that. And Peanut Rider, yeah, it could probably go into Fort Irwin. It could have been going to California to, there's repair depots and stuff out there. Geez, there's a thousand different legitimate reasons where this stuff could be going. And it's not just that, and I'm not picking on anybody over that one. It's every freaking video I see out there. These military equipment has been moving around the country ever since trains were invented. I mean, it has never stopped. There's never been a time that you couldn't stand out there at the train track or on the highway and see it on a truck. You know, there was times when I was driving a truck in the 70s that I would pass 18-wheelers with low boys with howitzers on them, or jeeps and deuce and a halfs and stuff. I mean, it's going and going on forever. Is there more of it now? I'm not sure. I just know that every time somebody sees one now, they break their neck to try to get their phone out and take video of it. So yes, unquestionably, there are more videos of it online. Is there really more out there? I don't know. There might be. Okay, just because there is it a concern? I don't know, it might be. What I have seen overwhelmingly is unmarked vehicles. Brand new painted, no scratches, no unit markings. You know what those are? They're new. They're either new or refurbished, been to depot and been completely overdone, repainted, and headed back out either to sell to another country, to go to a post somewhere and be, what would you call it, recommissioned or something like that. Hey, Doc, that's funny. But, you know, I'm not saying that there's not, okay, that there's not any reason to be concerned. I'm not saying that at all. I really do think there's a reason to be concerned right now. I'm just not sure that every time you see a deuce and a half on a truck somewhere that you need to go out and buy 10 cases of MREs and a bulletproof vest. I think that there are legitimate reasons for this, and I've seen military men. And the other thing is UN-marked vehicles. Guys, please. There's been UN-marked vehicles moving around this country for 25 years. There's a video out there they're posting saying, look at these videos, this proves there's a turkey soldier standing in Walmart like it's nothing. You know what, Spud? It really is nothing. Turkey are our allies. We train them. We help them with stuff that they need help with. You know, for years, there was a German fighter wing stationed at Holloman Air Force Base. They just left a few years ago. And even back then, mid-90s, I think they left right around somewhere between 2000 and 2005. I don't remember exactly. But they pulled out. For what reason or where they went, I don't know. But there's been foreign units, just like we've been stationed in other places for training and stuff, they sometimes bring their, sometimes they stay for, 2 weeks, 30 days, 6 months, 10 years. You know, I don't know how long that German fighter wing was here, but they were here for quite a while. So just because you see a soldier that has a uniform on that doesn't match ours, it doesn't mean we're training foreign troops to take away our guns and rape our women and kill our dogs, or kill our women and rape our dogs, or whatever. Sometimes, once in a while, please entertain the notion that there might be a logical explanation for some of this. Please understand that I don't rule out the possibility that something very, very serious is going on here. I really don't. But, apparently Germans have been here a lot longer than I thought. Tinker said he got partied with them a little bit back in 1970 in Albuquerque. So, yeah, they've been coming here different nationalities and troops have been here for years and years and years. I just want to throw up my hands and just absolutely blow up. And don't think that I'm trying to poo-poo everything that everybody says. I tell you, I do believe there's things going on. But we're losing sight of the ball, folks. We're watching the right hand so much we have no freaking idea what the left hand is doing. So, yes, be aware. Be on guard. But please use a little bit of common sense. Think about what's going on. Don't get quite so stupid with some of these stories. No, the Marine did not just walk in, drop his stuff on the ground, and turn around and walk out. No, he didn't. Okay. Well, I've got a whole bunch more stuff, but we've got things to do, places to go, and people to see. And got to get to work on some of it. We've got our next training meeting coming up here this weekend for the community. And we're working on dividing the community up into areas, you know, fairly large area around the community. And we've done some, and we're going to do a lot more radio testing and stuff like that. We are keeping it legal and as far as the radios go, and we just want to find out, you know, get our extreme limits with the legal ways to do it. Now, well, I say legal, we're going to be doing two or three different kinds of testing. We have some people here that are licensed and prepared to help us with these tests, and we have quite a number of citizens in the area, you know, members of the community that have GMRS and FRS radios, and we're just kind of getting an idea of what we need to do to set up a relay system throughout the area to make sure that we have reliable communications throughout the community. And then we're looking at different things, and we're still setting this up. But different things that would, and what we would do when and if certain events happen. And this would depend on what your community is like, what the terrain features are, what the highways and thoroughfares and stuff come through your area, and what size metropolitan areas around your areas, military bases, energy sources, you know, gas, oil wells, uranium mines, coal mines, any of that kind of stuff. And you'd kind of look at what would happen if something happened within, say, you know, pick a number, 200-500 miles from your area. What would happen then? Okay, so you have a certain procedure that you would want to enable when that event happens, and then there'd be another stage you might go up, you know, and figure out, well, how many stages? Would there just be two stages, you know, one from bad to worse, or, you know, 10 stages, one little things, little increments, little things happen at a time? Or what do you plan to do? And, you know, at some point you'd say, you know, what would you consider right now? I mean, we're already in the planning stages and organizational stages, just trying to make sure that the community has good communication. That is key. That is huge. That is the thing. That's the biggest thing we need to worry about, is does your community have reliable communication at any time of the day or night? So at this point, we're already at some stage of some, what would you call it, a phase, a stage, alert level, you know, whatever you'd call it. You had some kind of name for it. And so we're in one of those now, because we're thinking about it. What would escalate that? What would go up to the next one? That would be possibly an event that would happen, like I said, 200-500 miles from where you're at. You choose whatever it might be. If you live 50 miles from Denver or Seattle or Los Angeles or whatever, then maybe you would skip one phase, because if something, a large event happened in that area and you're that close, then you'd probably want to go right straight from to a more critical stage. I'm not sure how I'm making any sense here, but at some point you're going to get to a point in your community where there's going to be constant, somebody has to be available 24 hours a day for communications. At some point, there's going to be mobile patrols. You're just going to have a couple of guys just drive around with the radio on, and they're going to just drive around, check and see what's going on. They're going to spend an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever you decide, and somebody's going to relieve them, and they're going to drive around for a couple hours. Just kind of keep an eye on things and drive around through the areas and see if there's any strange stuff going on. And you're going to need to teach them how to fill out salute reports and things. And, you know, sooner or later you're going to get to a point where you're going to demand a challenge and password to get down certain roads. There are going to be armed patrols that are going in some key areas and mobile patrols in others. And that's it's all going to be totally reliant on or dependent on how your area is set up and what you have for thoroughfares and stuff in your area. So, you know, just some ideas. You know, we've got our own ideas for our area that won't necessarily work where you're at. But let's see. Mountain Shooter, you ask, what's a good reference? I guess that's reference for GMRS radios. Are you looking for a reference for the channels, or are you looking for a type of radio? If you're looking for a type of radio, I'm going to tell you one thing. And that is the Midland, and I've told you this on the show several times, and I will probably several more times. The Midland GTX 1000 or the GTX 1050. Great radios. If you want to stay within the law and everything for the time being, they're good radio. Those are the most powerful legal GMRS radios, I believe, on the market. And got several features that some of the other ones don't. Midland is the way to go. Midland has some their own proprietary channels put in there. And I won't go through the whole deal. Matter of fact, go look at the archives. We talked about this extensively about a month ago. So if that's what you're asking, we'll... there you go. So, the GMRS and FRS radios are antenna limited by law. Yeah, sure, it limits the range a little bit. If you can program your Baofengs to the FRS, GMRS, and they will absolutely not be legal for you to talk on. Because of, number one, their power. Number two, they have... removable, replaceable antennas. So that being the case, you use your own judgment that they should be reserved for emergency use or after the poop hits the fan. But again, we talked about that in great detail here a month or so ago. All right, Firewall's still with us. They've got the GA. The only difference between the GXT 1000s and the 1050s is the 1050s are camouflaged, and they have some animal calls and stuff on them that are, I'm not sure what the point of all that is. But other than that, the radios are identical. They're both water resistant. They both have NOAA weather channels on them. They both have the great many privacy channels and stuff on them. They're identical, and they're awesome radios. But if you want to take a step up and get something with a little more versatility, and I'll caution you that, you know, use your own judgment. They do need to be licensed, or you need to be licensed with at least a technician license, and that would be the Baofeng UV-82s and the UV-5Rs. The UV-82 is arguably a little nicer radio. And that's what I'm going to. I've got a couple of the UV-82s, and I have taken my UV-5Rs, and they are sealed, EMP protected, and stored. And if something happens, I have a complete set of everything put away. Instructions, batteries, antennas, list of frequencies that they're programmed with, AA batteries in the battery pack that takes AAs, chargers, everything that goes with them. I've got put in a box and sealed for in EMP protected. So the Mountain Shooter, you know, if you hang around in the chat room here as soon as I close the show down here, I'll go find that. I can find it real easily, and I'll stick it in the chat room for you. If you haven't found it by then, well, give me a few minutes and I'll find it for you. So there we go. We're done. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.